I'm Nadine Olson. I was born in Broken Bow, Nebraska, and discovered later that several people here at Oak Creek are also from Nebraska. When I was 9 years old in 1957, my family moved to Washington State. We originally went to Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is just 19 miles from Spokane, Washington, right there on the border. And my father found work in Washington, so that's where we lived. I graduated from high school in Green Acres, which is now Spokane, City of Spokane Valley. Green Acres, Washington. I went to college at Eastern Washington State University, which at that time was the primary college for those who wanted to go into education. I started my teaching career in 1970. I was an English and Spanish teacher and taught in Central Valley High School, where I had graduated. For 12 years before I went off to graduate school in Georgia. And then, in about my fourth year of teaching, I had two international students from El Salvador who came to our high school, and their program required them to be assistants to a Spanish teacher. Well, they did not really speak any English. And to be quite honest, I was not conversant in Spanish. I knew grammar and literature and all of those things. So those two young people encouraged me more than anyone else to continue my study of Spanish. I went on and got a master's in Spanish from University of Northern Idaho. And then in 1982, I went to Georgia to work on my PhD in Romance Languages. And because of having that degree, I was able to come to Oklahoma State University in 1989, where I taught Spanish and worked with teacher preparation for Spanish, French, and German teachers. Well, when I graduated in 1989 with my PhD, I wanted to get back to Washington State. So I tried to find jobs at the university level between Georgia and Washington, and really, there were not very many jobs available. I had two job offers, one in Iowa and one here in Oklahoma. And the one in Oklahoma I knew would deal with working with undergraduate students who wanted to be language teachers. In Iowa, it would have been working with students who really were just taking Spanish because they needed to have, 10 hours of credit. So I chose the job here in Stillwater, even though the salary was lower. And, once you've been here for a year, people would say, "Why don't you just go somewhere else?" And I thought, I don't want to have to start completely over again on this tenure track business. And so once I was established here, I decided to stay. And when I retired in 2010, I decided I didn't want to go back to Washington State and have snow in the winter for 5 or 6 months. So I stayed here in Oklahoma when I retired as well. Well, in fact, it was my neighbor Donna Schwartz who invited me to come to one of the preliminary meetings that the group had here in our common house, which a house that was already existing here, and the group had our meetings here in this common house. And so when I came, there were a group of maybe 8, 9 people who were here. Donna had just recently joined this group, and after meeting with that small group of people and hearing about co-housing, I paid my $200 membership fee that very night and joined the LLC. So I was the 10th person to join the group of people that really developed Oak Creek, and I was here for the workshops on designing our individual homes, the design of the common house, the workshop that we did with our architect on just the site itself, where would houses be located, garages, etc., etc. So I wasn't one of the original two founders, but I was a member of that first group of 10, and we had to all sign promissory notes to be able to get a bank loan for construction. And I thought, they'll never get blood from a turnip. I hope all these other friends of mine now know that I don't have any money, but I'll sign the promissory note as though I did.